Welcome to another
installment of
Planet
Moonbeam. This one here, I believe it's Volume 4. Yeah, Volume 4 we got here. We're gonna have some crazy stuff on here, along with some good music. Sit back and enjoy now.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, baby, I want you, baby. I want to make sweet love to you, baby.
The room is spinning, going around. From my lips comes a lonely sound. The lights are blinking so fast. How long will this twitching last? Me, I can't fly, so please carry me into the light. Carry me. The room is spinning, still going round. The blanket is tied tightly around. They've taken my bed on the floor now. Man at the door is watching me bow. Me, I can't fly, so please carry me into the light of the eyes that see.
Better today, I see blue sky now. Head as a boom as I move around. They say it'll pass, it'll go away. Mind has slowed down, no twisted thoughts today. Me, I can't fly, so please carry me just for a bit, your arms that I need.
Me, I can't fly, so please carry me.
Whoa, what a trip that was, huh? Got a feeling you're gonna need to hang on tight for this ear ride today.
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're near. You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
Yes.
You're feeding your face. You're taking up space. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're here.
Where's the refrigerator?
Correct us if we're mistaken. But those are long distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us?
Hey, yeah.
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. Get out of town.
Now!
Hello. How you doing? Chewing on a sandwich. Sounds like I got my mouth full. You're right. Yeah, I do. I'd like to share this cat call that I found one day. Man, you won't believe this lady. You will not believe this lady. She calls up the police department. Wants to get her cat put to sleep. Yeah. Well, just have a listen.
Put to sleep. They said to call the police if they considered it an emergency. I want to have my cat put to sleep.
Okay, I don't know what you want the police to do about it.
Well, I thought maybe they could. Well, that's what the number said, to call, contact the police. Are you the police?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, do they have some kind of measure where they do something with the cat in case of a real emergency where the cat is detrimental to the other person? He's detrimental to me. He's scared of me, and I'm reacting to the fact that he's scared of me, so I'm scared being in my apartment, being with him, alone with him, because he scares me, because he's scared of me, and we're reacting to each other, and I certainly don't want to, I'm not that kind of a, I'm not an inhumane person, and I would never let the cat out the back door and just let it roam around. I want to make sure it's put to sleep. See?
Well, how long have you been acting like this?
Forever. And so I want to...
What do you mean, forever?
Forever. For as long as I've had him, it's forever.
Okay, so why is it so important today, then?
Well, anyway, could you have him put to sleep today?
I can't, no.
Well, who does it?
Animal Control does it. And if they're not there today, there's nothing I can do to help you.
The machine said call the police at 291-1111 if it was an emergency.
Would you stop yelling at me?
Well, you are yelling at me, too.
No, I'm not.
That's just about it.
I'll tell you what. How can it be an emergency if you've had this cat all this time and all of a sudden now today it's an emergency?
How do you know how long I've had the cat? You didn't even ask.
I did too.
I found out that the cat's scared of me. Right now while I'm yelling, the cat is scared.
Mm-hmm.
He's petrified. And I'm not about to just let him walk out the back door. Should I do that? Should I just throw him out the back door and let somebody kill him or have him starve to death? I thought I'm doing the most proper, humane thing to do is to put him to sleep, for Pete's sake. Good Lord, what do you think I am? A killer? I'm telling you right now that somebody's got to pick that cat up from the police department, or all hell's going to break loose here.
I'm telling you, the police department does not pick up.
Then why did they put the number down there? Why? Why did they put the number? Call the police.
874.
What am I crying wolf? You think this is fun for me? I don't like to call the police. No way, no how. And I get f***ers like you don't even know how to deal with me. I'd like to put you to sleep. My cat's a collar, but you're a dog. You're nothing but a dog.
Well, just keep talking because it's all on tape, okay?
I really don't care what you say. What, are you going to call me back and arrest me for my mind, speaking my thoughts, that I can't stand your f***ing guts? Your toilet paper. Worse than that, your shit. People like you, you stink.
Are you done yet?
I don't know. Did I say enough? Did you get offended? I suppose not. You can't get offended because you don't got no heart. You only got a heart of soul or mind. I don't even know you, but I can tell you right now. You're an asshole. Material. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Call me. I don't care. I'll tell them that you're the screwed up bitch who made the witch eat my shit and piss on my cat. So I had to call you up and my poor cat's scared and you don't give a damn. You bitch. You should be put to sleep. You should be put to sleep. You should die. I'd like to kill you myself.
Well, ma'am, why don't you tell me where you are?
Oh, I thought you knew already. You got it down on tape.
Now you don't want to give your address, huh?
I'll give my address. Does that make it better?
Yeah, it does. So that's when I'm coming out to see you. What's your address?
Why don't you go fly a kite with a hole in it?
I don't know about you, but I want to invite her ass over for dinner sometime.
Yeah, sounds like somebody I can get along with. What a basket case, huh? Back to the music, back to the music!
The devil went to Jamaica. He was looking to sell some weed. He was doing fine. They were standing in line. It was excellent weed indeed. When he came across this young man who was likewise peddling pot, and the devil slid down the beach to the kid and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you kind of figured I'm a reefer head, of course. And after all this time, I guess that I'm a connoisseur of sorts. Now, your stuff smells okay, but this could tranquilize a horse. I'll bet a million in cash against your stash because I think mine's better than yours." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and you ain't smoked nothing yet. One hit of this grass will kick your ass. You got yourself a bed. Johnny, roll a ball of hash and make sure it's the bomb, because the devil's got the kind of stuff they smoked in Vietnam. You'll get a million smackaroos in cash if you can cope, but if you can't, the devil will get your dope." The devil packed a bong with a little Acapulco gold, and resin flew from his fingertips as he fired up his bowl. He filled that chamber all the way, and he took a mighty hit. And as they passed it back and forth, it gave them both a coughing fit. Damn! When the bowl was finished, Johnny said, "Hey man, that stuff was great, but fill your lungs with some of this and prepare to vegetate. Cannabis sativa, sweet Mary Jane. The devil's in the backyard frying his brain. Zigzag filled with a diggity dank. Hold on tight, it'll hit you like a tank." The devil nodded off because he knew that he was stoned, and he asked if he could buy an ounce of the stuff that Johnny owned. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to catch a buzz. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, mine's the best there ever was." And they fired up doobies one by one. Ain't it gonna stop till the bag is done. Green as a bullfrog, sticky as glue. Granny, do you get high? Yes, I do.
Out to Jamaica by who knows who. I don't know who it might be. I was wondering. I had that sandwich a little bit ago, I had that sandwich.
Ever since then,
I've been feeling kind of woozy.
A little bit woozy. Oh, the tummick is going up. Yeah, the tummick.
I've got a tummick. Don't you have a tummick?
It's going up and down. The tummick is, I feel like I've been on some sort of a roller coaster ride. Oh, I gotta play another tune.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
stop it.
Stop it! What is this? What is this?
Oh my goodness.
I've gotta get off this ride!
Oh, what was in that sandwich? I made it myself.
Oh my god, what was in it?
Feels like buds are growing all over my head. Make it stop. Oh no.
Is this
one of those flashbacks that I hear about? Oh, I've never seen anything like that before.
Whoa.
Well, I'm sorry, folks. I'm going to have to cut this one short. So, until next time,
have a good one, huh?
Have a